Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. How long does this farce continue where my dad still doesn't receive any dividends or any shares or any accounts or any insight into how the company's performing? I only call because he called me every weekend because I had to transfer some money to him.
Oh, your dad? Right.
Sorry, yeah, you know, the shareholder who shares that you and George have nicked.
This is all going to be resolved, mate. So, you will.
Adam, you're not my mate, right? You remember, like, 3 months ago, you said it'd be resolved. 6 months ago, you said it'd be resolved. A year ago, you said it'd be resolved. So, I've had to resolve my dad's financial situation because I just wired him 20 grand. But, you know, even under Rambier's tenure, he didn't go without a dividend, albeit it was a reduced dividend because Rambier was nicking money. Rambier never nicked his shares.
Well, his shares haven't been stolen. The shareholdings haven't been assigned and sorted out. And that obviously that is well overdue. I agree with that. But it is a process that needs doing and is going to be done. No one has taken any dividends out.
Well, I know that George has taken vast amounts of money out of the company. And let's face it, Adam, his salary was supposed to be 75 grand and he's taken way beyond that.
Money's been taken out, but it's all been accounted for with regards to costs and disbursement, and that will be in the accounts. And I appreciate you haven't seen those. I understand that. And you need to, or your father needs to, which is fine. But they haven't been filed yet, which is something that I'm annoyed about as well.
So what's going on? I mean, what are you and George doing? None of the accounts have been filed. Company's house, their strikeout applications on the company's house website. What's going on?
Well, I know this is all being sorted, and I know you've heard this before, but as you're well aware, with Companies House and everything going on, it's not something that can carry on at all. And I don't want it to carry on because it's taking pain out of my life, having to, you know, try and keep as much together as I can and talk to people about it and just make sure it doesn't get...
So what is he doing?
Accounts have been final drafted. Yeah? So we are just getting them finally signed off and done. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, there will be something for your father to look at.
Okay.
Both on a share offer and on an account space.
What do you mean because, share offer?
Well, the shareholding sorting that out. We'll be writing to him about that. George will be. About sorting the shareholding.
I mean, I can replay you phone conversations if you want, Adam, where you tell me what his shareholding is, which is a 36.2, where George does. I can replay you phone conversations where George says that Dmitriev has been put in to go to prison for you in his behalf. I don't make these claims on emails without having recordings to back them up.
No, I appreciate that.
You know, and therefore, you know, when I hear nothing for 3 months, and then I have to send money to my father, you can imagine why I'm getting a little towards the end
pissed
of my
off.
Tether, right?
Yeah, no, mate. Fucking hell. I absolutely understand. Absolutely.
Because right now, George and you are worse than Rambier. Like I said, Rambier made sure a dividend was paid each year. You two haven't. And you two have completely locked me out. I've had nothing, no insight.
No visibility. No, me saying I agree with you is not going to make you feel any better. I understand that. But, you know, this is not something that we can ignore. It needs to be sorted out for the well-being of everyone. Absolutely, mate. I don't have full control over everything. So I can't just make unilateral decisions and say, right. So when I talk to you about these things, it's what I know is going to happen, but I don't fully control the timeline, and I'm sorry about that. I wish I did. But certain things.
At what point do we get past this farce of Dmitriev and Williams? You know, we all know that George makes all the decisions. Dmitriev and Williams are, you know, one's a plumber, one's a drug addict or whatever it is, or a fucking gambling addict. You know, I've got George on tape telling me that Williams nicked 5 grand when you asked him to bring it down to London. I mean, you know, it's a fucking joke. And how long George thinks he can hide behind his veil is just ridiculous. The only reason I've not gone to the police or haven't started formal action is the company will collapse.
No, well, unfortunately, if that gets past, yeah, I agree.
And George has got a weird belief that I can't use the recordings in court because he's asked David Bailey, he's wrong, and he should look at a couple of recent legal precedents. But also, as George himself admitted that the phone call, he knew that the phone calls were being recorded, as is documented on WhatsApp messages from last December, not the one gone, the one previously to you. Mm. Both of you knew the recordings were happening, so...
Listen, there's no dispute in my head that this needs bottoming out and sorting out in the next weeks, certainly. It's been allowed to drag on for too long, and that's more on our side than your side, I agree, mate.
Well, why are the accounts taking so long? It's a company that has expenses, rent, staff, systems, and it has income, which is subscriptions. So what's so complicated about the accounts?
Yeah, no, I don't know why it's taken as long as it has.
Well,
you
and George are dealing with it.
Well, I'm not an accountant, mate. George is, and Albie is. So yeah, I in my head it's taken longer than it should have done. But I've been told that certain things needed to be sorted out and bottomed out, and now we're pretty much there. So, you know, I don't want to fight with you, Mel. I never have. You know, I've only in this in the beginning because
I still can't figure out if you're actually George's puppet or it's a great double act that you two play. One's a puppet and one's a deceiver, and you effectively do this as a job to fucking rob people. I actually don't know which one's the truth.
Listen, I've never ever stolen anything off anyone in my life. And
well,
I'm not
I can tell you that
And I'm not going to start at 40.
Okay? How much money has George taken out of the company over the last 2.5 years?
Probably 3 years. I don't know. I'd be guessing maybe 500.
500 grand. I don't actually know the number
guess.
Of them because I've never been shown it.
But
I know that George told me he took at least 300 and something out when we were talking. For safekeeping. Well, where's the safekeeping money?
But then things that you don't know, we paid wages of 130 grand for Alex and Nikki over an 18-month period out of that money. And that wasn't invoiced. This is all on paper. You haven't seen it. I get that. So you're bound to think, what the fuck is going on? This is dodgy. Otherwise, it would have been done by now. The reason it's delayed is because it's dodgy. I'd be thinking that, mate. I fucking totally get it. But me standing here giving bit points to things isn't going to help until you can see the whole picture. I fully understand, mate.
So when do we get rid of Dimitrov? When do we get rid of Williams? When do we have proper people that know how to run this business, running the business?
I am hoping, mate, that in spite of everything that's happened...
Please don't call me, mate. Let's just, you know...
Sorry. Mahal. I'm hoping... Sorry, it's a figure of speech. It's not meant to be anything more than that. Okay? I'm hoping, Mahal, that this can be all sorted out imminently. And I know you're saying I've heard all that before, and you have. But at the moment, there isn't any more road. I'll be honest. It absolutely needs doing. And I said to George this weekend...
What sort of financial situation is the company in? Like I say, I've seen nothing. I've seen no accounts. I have no insight.
The company is finding it hard at the moment, I'd say. Sales are slightly down, and overheads are pretty much steady, give or take. But there has been a downturn in the revenues, and I don't know whether that's market linked or product linked. Or management linked, or all three. Probably all three, I'd say. So, yes, things aren't ideal, and things need quick and swift action, and that's why it's coming to a head.
So what is going to happen? What do you mean it's coming to a head? What is going to happen?
Well, the account's going to be filed. There's going to be open a dialogue and sorting out of shareholdings with you, your father, and everyone else involved. And then there's going to be just some decisions made about the company and where it goes, what happens. Now, I don't know what all of that is in a final outline. No, I don't know the answer. But I know all of that has got to happen very soon.
So, effectively, still no dividends, still no shares, right?
Well, as of today, no, but that's not because...
Well, that's because...
Well, it's just because of delays and not sorting things out, unfortunately.
Adam, there's a difference between delays and 18 months down the track, right?
Yeah, but we haven't
helped... Clearly, George doesn't want to sort it out or has no intention of sorting it out because it wouldn't be dragged on this far, right?
Yeah, but it's not something that can be ignored, mate. It needs sorting out. And I've said this to him as well, and he knows this. He's not daft, mate. That things like this don't go away. You don't ignore stuff like that. You do what's right. And I understand that. You know, and as much as him and you haven't got on all the time, he understands that too.
Well, let's see what happens over the next 2 weeks, Adam, because my patience is running out. But
no, I understand,
George,
mate.
George,
you know,
George thinks that
I appreciate you picking up the phone.
Because I haven't acted, he can do what he wants. But at some point, and I think this weekend was when I probably hit my stop having to send Dad money, I'm not far off it now.
No, I get that, mate. And I appreciate you picking up the phone.
I'll speak to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.